A reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. Thus says the Lord God, I myself will look after and tend my sheep. As a shepherd tends his flock where he finds himself among his scattered sheep, so I will tend my sheep. I will rescue them from every place where they were scattered when it was cloudy and dark. I myself will pasture my sheep. I myself will give them rest, says the Lord God. The lost I will seek out, the strayed I will bring back, the injured I will bind up, the sick I will heal, but the sleek and the strong I will destroy, shepherding them rightly. As for you, my sheep, the Lord God, says the Lord God, I will judge between one sheep and another, between rams and goats. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since death came through man, the resurrection of the dead came also through man. For just as in Adam all die, so too in Christ shall all be brought back to life, but each one in proper order. Christ the first fruits, then at his coming, those who belong to Christ. Then comes the end, when he hands over the kingdom to his God and Father, when he has destroyed every sovereignty and every authority and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. When everything is subjected to him, then the Son himself will also be subjected to the one who subjected everything to him, so that God may be all in all. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you.
Jesus said to his disciples, When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, he will sit upon his glorious throne, and all nations will be assembled before him. And he will separate them one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will place the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. A stranger, and you welcomed me. Naked, and you clothed me. Ill, and you cared for me. In prison, and you visited me. Then the righteous will answer him and say, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? When did we see you ill or in prison and visit you? And the king will say to them in reply, Amen, I say to you, whatever you did for one of the least brothers of mine, you did for me. And he will say to those on his left, Depart from me, you accursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. A stranger, and you gave me no welcome. Naked, and you gave me no clothing. Ill and in prison, and you did not care for me. Then they will answer and say, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or ill or in prison and not minister to your needs? He will answer them, Amen, I say to you, what you did not do for one of these least ones, you did not do for me. And these will go off to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
We heard this as taken from the gospel passage that was just proclaimed. Then the king will say to those on his right, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father." Completion. There are many things in life that we do that we have a beginning, we have what's called the main part or in between, and then we have a completion to many projects or things that go on in our lives. Perhaps maybe you built a new home or remodeled a home. You had the plans, they're ready to go and excited. Then when you got into it, you realized how much work it is and the demands that there was and the money to cover the costs. But once you got it completed, I hope that you were happy. Was it perfect? Probably not. But you probably thought of things that you could have done and should have done. How many times I hear young families say, "I wonder, will the day come when I'll have an empty nest?" You have a family, and then they grow up. But before you know it, all of a sudden you have an empty home, empty nest before you knew it. I had a great joy in my life when I did my thesis paper for my licentiate. It took over a year to do. It was to be 100 pages long, and the research that went into it. It was joy to start it, but it was a push to get it done. But once I got it completed, I knew it wasn't perfect, but I was happy to complete it and submit it, and the project was done. And there are many other completions that we go through in life. As we heard in our gospel passage for today, there was also a completion too, Jesus completing his public ministry and then to suffer, die, and rise and ascend back to the Father. Our passage for today concludes three parables that were kind of back to back in the Gospel of St. Matthew right before Jesus celebrated the Last Supper. I'm going to take you back to those last couple of Sundays. 2 weeks ago, we heard in our gospel passage in which there were 10 bridesmaids, 5 wise and 5 foolish. And the point of that parable Jesus was teaching us is that we need the gifts of knowledge and wisdom. Last Sunday, we heard of the man who gave 3 of his employees talents to use to the best of their ability to see what they could do. 2 of the 3 doubled what was given to them, but 1 did absolutely nothing, teaching us that we are given talents of which we are used to wisely in this life, not just for our sake, but for the sake of all. And so now we pick up on the third and the last parable. Jesus teaching about a king who's going to separate the sheep from the goats. In this case, the goats have a bad name. They've always had a bad rap. In a previous assignment I had, there was a family in the parish. Their last name was Goats. And every time they heard this gospel passage, they said, "Yes, Father, we know we're on the left-hand side." But what this king did is that he separated the just from the unjust. And that is the point of this parable. The ones on the right, it was second nature to them to do what was the king wanted them to do. Without being asked, it became like second nature to them. So he said, "When I was hungry, you gave me food. When I was thirsty, you gave me drink. When a stranger, you greeted me," and so forth. And what is interesting in their response is, when did we see you that? He said, "Whatever you did to the least of my brothers and sisters, you did it for me." They did it automatically, not just to do it for the king and ignore everybody else, but did it because this is what the king expected, to do charity. Whereas the goats, the one branded as that, did not. They would only do it if the king showed up and they knew who he was. Then they were going to be charitable, but ignored so many others. And that's why they do not deserve the place of eternal happiness with God in heaven. So perhaps the question could be asked of us, which group are we in? We would all love to say we're on the right-hand side of the king. But I hope that we're also very honest, too, to see where we could improve, where the Lord is challenging you and me to do better. Do we have that loving, charitable heart that we are to have in imitating Christ the King himself? And so I hope that in hearing this parable, As we conclude this church year, it is reminding that you and I, our lives one day will come to a completion. Are we happy where we are right now, standing before God? As we begin a new church year next Sunday, we start the whole cycle over again. But you're going to find that the gospel passage is going to be almost similar, waiting for the coming of the Lord. We are waiting now for the King to come. And when he does, we hope that we'll be put on his right-hand side. The joy that we hope to hear is that we've been faithful and true to our Lord and King in this life, and that we have practiced what he wants us to do most, is charity. And if so, then there's no other place to be in the total place of peace and love, the heavenly kingdom, as a reward for our goodness in following our Lord and King.